Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, embracing the role of underdog on Saturday afternoon down in Seymour, J.R. Holmes' 13th-ranked South Panthers. The challenge ahead? Well, maxpreps.com now have put Lawrence North, number one team in the state. They are fourth nationally. They're 27-2. But the Panthers' script has been nothing but solid here over the last two weekends.
It's been a crazy ride. I mean, I've just been so pleased and appreciative of these players, how hard they've played and how they've played together and how they've overcome adversity with, and they've taken coaching. You know, some teams can be, and they don't take coaching, you know, but these guys take coaching and they try to do what we ask them to do. And Neil has done an unbelievable job with the defense, and we'll see, how that goes this week, because they're just so really big and go over the top of us maybe, but he's done an unbelievable job. Our defense has been great.
It's been a big key, and it's a journey that, well, a year ago with an unbeaten squad was aborted by the pandemic. Pandemic still going on, but it's a journey that continues for the South Panthers against Lawrence North. Saturday afternoon, 3:30 will be our coverage. Chalk Talk and J.R. Holmes. Terry Stoltz will join me at 4 o'clock for The Tip. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The old saying, numbers really tell the story, and in this five games in the postseason for the South Panthers of J.R. Holmes, 52% shooting, 46 from behind the line, 74 at the free throw line, and a chance to win a third Sima State Championship, albeit a big challenge, on Saturday at Barney Scott Gym. In Seymour, the top-ranked Lawrence North Wildcats, number four nationally, 27-2. You know, quick starts have been the rule rather than the exception, kind of laying the foundation for the excitement with the Southsiders, as senior guard and captain Maddox Blackwell was telling our Terry Stoltz after the Evansville Wright Regional Championship.
I think we just fed off of each other's energy. We didn't have a student section like all the other teams, so we were trying to build up ourselves, and then our fans got us hyped, and we were ready to go.
You were pretty hot. You got some good offense.
It was just what was open, so I wasn't going to pass it up. I was just trying to play my role, and those shots happened to be there.
That senior guard Maddox Blackwell with our Terry Stoll. Terry joins me for the tap a little past 4 o'clock against Jack Kiefer and the Wildcats. J.R. Holmes and Chalk Talk will kick off our coverage at 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. Go Panthers. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.